cooking.
A question for you.
Yes, sir.
And let me tell you the reason. Okay. I have an Android cell phone, a Samsung, and it was running Android 12.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it, like, did an update. Okay, without asking, and everything this, and here you couldn't use the cell phone for about 15 minutes or so. And then it put on some software called One, O-N-E, capital U, capital I. Okay? And it started then doing updates like Windows does, without asking and things like that.
Yes,
and so you couldn't use the camera or the phone.
Right.
So I looked up on the web and I said in Google, hey, can I back this up to 12? Get rid of it and downgrade? And here there's about three videos saying, yes, you can.
Yeah.
But they said, be very careful.
Yeah.
If you mess up at all, you're going to brick the phone.
That's correct.
Okay, and my question to you is, how many cases of computers brought in here when they did a firmware update, it completely bricked the thing? How many would you say?
So what that all this software is Google wants to spy on you even more.
Uh-huh.
And so they invented these upgrades that gets more data, like where you're at with your phone, how long were you there, what did you buy, you know, all this data. That's what they want the phone to send them.
Uh-huh.
And but so, you know,
have you seen people?
Oh, I've got people coming in with Androids all over the place, tablets and phones, and it's blown them up.
It just stopped. They just stopped working.
Well, they work, but it's junk. You know, it's junky software. It's kind of like Microsoft. There's a good one and a bad one, and a good one and a bad one.
Uh-huh.
XP was good. Vista sucked. 7 was good. 8 sucked. 10 was okay. You get with the drift. It's every other one.
Okay, well, by the way, 1909 is the one I use now. I don't go to... I have trouble going... And today, yesterday, I had something... Well, I had a... Ryzen 5 5500, and it got so bad, it was just like huge things when you turned it on.
Right.
I take this, and it just completely locked up. And so I had to do a USB reinstall of 1902.
Right. Okay.
And then when I got the thing, you have to go out to AMD and get the drivers, because Lenovo does not support the drivers for the AMD.
Are you using a program called Lenovo Vantage?
No, I have that. Yeah,
well, it should support everything.
No, it on the AMD.
I got Lenovo's in here with Ryzen's, and you know, and
okay,
they update perfect.
Okay, well, here I was going to say because they have the graphics on it, chip,
the Vega graphics.
Okay, on it, and so I go out to AMD site, and most of the time it was just fine. You do it, man, it just updated.
Right,
well, yesterday I did it and no video. Okay, and so I went out there looking at it, and here it was. What was the latest update? I look at it, 8/31/23. Okay, and here I do it, and then when I got into device manager didn't show anything. It wasn't working right when you hit the thing. And so here I'm just totally ticked off. And so I then go out and look, and what happens now that AMD, when they put one a release out, they put the next one, but they leave all the old ones there. And so you can go back now. And I had not seen that until today. Well, here I download a couple of older ones, and they're a mess too. You can't even get any.
Yeah.
But what happens?
It's got all the ELLs and everything else.
Okay. I turned it on, and up comes my big monitor without doing. Why? I don't know. But hey, again, the question: how many things have you seen with PCs are just literally trashed on a firmware update?
Firmware update, customers turn them off in the middle of them. Pretty much that just, or they forget the password to get into the BIOS, you know, because they set that up. So, you know, I probably did 3.
But usually, I would say per month, it was about 60 a year. About 5 per month.
What do you do? Send them back in on a
board? No, we have to order a new motherboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the BIOS is screwed.
Okay, that would, you answered the question. Okay.
Yes, sir.
What I did on the cell phone, I got it cheap, okay, like, you know, $170, and yeah. Now they've gone up to $190. But what did they said? No warranty. And so I was very suspicious. So I ordered a warranty from Amazon, and it's warranted for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I should take and
break
it.
Is that Allstate or something?
No. Assurion. Assurion.
Assurion. Something like that.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Yeah, it's Allstate.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's a division of Allstate.
Oh, okay. But hey, thanks. No, you've answered the question.
Yes, sir. Don't screw up the button.
Okay. Thank you, Stu.
We'll be back.
Have a good weekend.
You too, bro. Yeah.